rivals BetX and Ubley.
We have plenty to talk about in the upcoming pregame show on the WLEW Sports Network. Stay tuned on Sports Radio 102.1 as we take an in-depth look at both BetX and Ubley to see what these two Greater Thumb Conference foes have accomplished with 1 month under their belt. It's all on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
Diaz Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. Diaz Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Do any of these scenarios sound familiar to you?
Oh, I dropped my phone again. That's the third time this week.
This phone is ancient. I really need to upgrade to a smartphone.
What can I get my wife for Christmas?
Or maybe worse. If any of these scenarios are plaguing you, get into Thumb Cellular and take advantage of their free smartphone promotion going on now through the Christmas season. There are three great free smartphones to choose from: the LG F90, the Moto G, and the LG Optimus Select. Or take a look at the huge savings on many other popular phones, including the all-new LG G3 and the Samsung Galaxy S5. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office this Christmas season before the new year in Bed Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Or go to thumbcellular.com. Offers good while supplies last. Terms of service apply. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Tonight's presentation of WLEW Sports, BetX at Ubley in high school basketball is being brought to you by DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, McVeigh Insurance Agency, and the Ubley Motor Service. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb. In this game broadcast, a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any form, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney back on the air with you here, folks, in our fourth season behind the mics on WLEW Sports. Well, you can accuse me of pulling a card out of the JCPenney or any big retail store playbook, but the road to the Breslin Center starts in only 68 days, John. The local Class C district is being hosted by the Bad Axe Hatchets, but for whatever reason, it seems like that's an eternity away. More than likely, most teams are still trying to work off that Christmas dinner.
You know, Clark, this is a Greater Thumb Conference tilt, but it's a crossover game. Now, conventional wisdom would say, okay, these two teams are going to meet into districts. We know that. 68 days away, but they're not going to really show much tonight. I disagree. I think they're going to be putting everything out here tonight. Both teams, I believe, want to get the season started rolling, at least getting it into 2015 rolling, and then see where she takes them. Both teams, I'll just say it right out, They're desperate for a win right now.
Well, this year marks yet another big year for the WLAW Sports Network in regards to our coverage load. It's my pleasure to introduce a one-hour sports show dedicated to basketball in the Thumb of Michigan. It's called The Baseline, and it debuts this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. Much like our football program, The Strong Side, we will be taking a snapshot look at the action throughout the Thumb with yours truly, Clark Ramsey. John Mooney, and from the Huron Daily Tribune, join us, the sports editor, Paul P. Adams.
All I can say, Clark, is just rein me in. This is going to be exciting. If it's half as good as what happened during the fall, it's going to be a tremendous show.
Well, of course, you can listen to The Baseline on Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your smartphone or tablet, or stream live and worldwide on WLEWSports.com. Just go to WLEWSports.com for all of the details. It's time for a quick break on the WLEW Sports Network. We will return today to take an inside look inside the huddle of the Bad Axe Hatchets as they are on the road at the Ubley Bearcats. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler from Kohler Oil and Propane of Bad Axe in Brown City. We want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please take time to share the real meaning behind this Christmas season. We thank you for the opportunity to allow us to serve all your propane needs.
This is Julie from Kohler Propane, wishing the joys of this season last the whole year through.
This is Dave Deal. Happy Holidays.
I'm Steve Matthews, hoping your holidays are filled with happiness.
I'm Dwayne. May your days be merry and bright and filled with holiday cheer.
This is Mike Williams. Merry Christmas.
And I'm Mark. All of us at Kohler's Propane look forward to serving your propane needs in the new year ahead.
The year 1964. Big news from Moore Motor Sales. A numbered 50th anniversary special edition Ford Mustang has arrived in Carroll. Commemorating the introduction of the Mustang in 1964, only 1,964 of these commemorative GT Fastbacks will ever be built. If you need to own this prize collector car, Moore Motor Sales has the only one available in the entire area. And when it's gone, it may be impossible to find another one. See it today, only at Moore Motor Sales at the west end of Carroll on M81.
Listen to WLEW Sports in more ways than ever before. Download the Cruise 102 app in your Apple device or Android device. Go to WLEWSports.com or check in on Twitter at WLEW Sports. That's at WLEW Sports for in-game updates, even stats and photos from the game. That's on Twitter at WLEW Sports. Well, the Bad Axe Hatchets are 1-2 overall, but they have dropped their last two games. They have not played a league play game yet. January 9th, home against Kansas City, kicks off Western play for the Hatchets. Bad Axe is coached by Mark Krug, his second season as head coach. This season, the Hatchets overall score on average just below 49 points per game, but they're giving up six more on offense, on defense, 54.6 per outing. So overall, they have a statistical 6-point hill to climb. On the road, Bad Axe has had two of their three games away from the county seat with a record of 1-1. Their offense production goes up and their defense goes down by a hair, but not enough to overcome the averages. The Hatchets still with a 3-point disadvantage on the road. Now let's check in with John Mooney to take a look inside the Bad Axe huddle.
In this first meeting between these two squads, you have Coach Mark Krug's 1-2 Bad Axe Hatchets. They have been tested by three of the Thumb's toughest teams. The Hatchets did beat a traditional NCTL contender, Kingston, and also they had some difficulties and a couple of GTC East contenders, traditional powerhouse Marlette. They took a 5-point lead in the fourth quarter and then lost by, won't talk about that anymore. Harbor Beach was their next game, and that was a real tough game for them also because they played them toe-to-toe all the way through. So these young Hatchets, they can play defense with anyone, and they've got some offensive firepower. They're just ready to put it together. The Hatchets are led by a very, very good point guard, a true sniper, Tommy Morneau. And I think they're going to be looking for a little bit more from junior Mason Krug and a sophomore Martin Messing on the inside that's going to go ahead and complement and give them a little bit more balance for the Hatchet attack.
It's always tough to get a handle on how teams will fare out after watching limited play in the month of December, especially with so much time in between games. Bad Axe had their first game on December 10th, which resulted in a victory over Kingston by 1 point. The Hatches then had a week off, home against Marlette, where they lost by 13, fouled up two days.